This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, December 4th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Democrats taking sides in House Ag race. Tariffs won't close trade deficit, experts say, and EPA's latest atrazine plan. House Ag Dems starting to take sides in ranking member race. Democrats on the House Ag Committee are starting to line up behind the candidate seeking to be the panel's ranking member. Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota and Jim Cost of California challenging Representative David Scott of Georgia for the minority's top spot. Scott is the most senior Democrat on the committee, followed by Cost. Craig was first elected to Congress in 2019 and joined the panel that same year. Representative Don Davis of North Carolina, who serves as vice-ranking chair of the committee, said he is supporting Scott to continue the role. "We still have the farm bill ahead of us," Davis said. "I think he's been a good person to definitely work as ranking member." Representative Eric Sorensen of Illinois said he's leaning toward Craig given her success communicating with agriculture stakeholders and increasing margins in tough districts. Craig, who noted she served on Scott's whip team during his 2020 bid for committee chair, said that passing the farm bill, protecting the nutrition title, and ensuring climate guardrails remain in place for conservation funding are top priorities for her. Craig said, quote, "I think that this moment in time requires us to look at who has, on this committee in particular, the vision for moving not only the committee forward and empowering the members, but also the vision for how we help bridge the gap with Democrats and rural communities." Scott's take, well, he told AgriPulse Tuesday night, his fate as ranking member is, quote, "in God's hands." He said he's reminding colleagues he's done a lot of good work. "I had a great surgery on my back to make sure I have an opportunity to continue to fight," he said. Senate Ag members named to Democratic leadership roles. Two Senate Agriculture Committee members have been named to the Democratic leadership for the next Congress. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, who's in line to be the committee's ranking member in 2025, will chair the Steering and Policy Committee, the number three leadership slot. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey will chair the Strategic Communications Committee. Economists, tariff hikes unlikely to close trade deficit. Raising tariffs on U.S. imports as President-elect Donald Trump has threatened is unlikely to address one of his major economic grievances, the growing U.S. trade deficit, and could have the opposite effect, some economists say. When you put a tariff on in the U.S. economy, the exchange rate will appreciate. That'll make your exports more expensive. That'll start shifting the trade balance. Warwick McKimmon, a professor of economics at the Australian National University, said during a panel yesterday hosted by Singapore's Lee Kuan Yew School of Public Policy and the Peterson Institute of International Economics. Trump has long raised concern about the U.S. trade deficit, arguing trade imbalances hamper U.S. growth and job creation. In his first term, he tasked the Commerce Department and the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative to probe the underlying causes of the persistent trade deficits. And he imposed sweeping tariffs on U.S. imports without closing the U.S. trade gap. Trump is unlikely to fare any better in his deficit-trimming crusade in the next administration. The analysts warn, given that his other economic priority, cutting taxes, runs counter to the plan. The tax cuts that Trump is envisioning would also go further to strengthen the U.S. dollar, said Maurice Albrechtsfeld, a former member of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors, now a Peterson Institute senior fellow. He doesn't understand the effects of these policies that are being proposed, which are very likely to be very counterproductive. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Atrazine mitigation proposal takes into account higher contamination level. EPA has proposed new mitigation measures for atrazine to reduce impacts on non-target plants and federally listed threatened or endangered species. The updated proposal would allow a higher level of the herbicide in receiving waters than previously sought by the agency. EPA had proposed to set the atrazine limit at 3.4 parts per billion. Grower groups said that would have affected vast swaths of farmland. The new level of 9.7 parts per billion, supported by findings from a scientific advisory panel that raised questions about studies used to come up with the 3.4 part per billion level. Why it matters? Well, under the latest proposal, a field located in a watershed with a predicted atrazine concentration above 9.7 parts per billion would need 3 points of mitigation. A field located in a watershed with a predicted concentration at or above 45.4 parts per billion would need 6 points of mitigation. House passes bill to beef up enforcement of trade crimes with an eye on China. The House passed bipartisan legislation yesterday that, if enacted, would strengthen the enforcement of U.S. trade laws by establishing a Justice Department task force dedicated to prosecuting trade crimes like tariff evasion. While tariffs are one tool in our toolkit to level that playing field, we also must enforce our trade laws, Iowa Republican Representative Ashley Hinson argued on the House floor ahead of the vote. Civil penalties have done little to deter trade crimes, lawmakers argued, stressing the need to grant the Department of Justice additional resources to criminally prosecute trade crimes, particularly those perpetrated by China. Judge allows groups to intervene in Swampbuster lawsuit. A federal judge is allowing four groups to intervene in a lawsuit over the constitutionality of Farm Bill provisions that require USDA to withhold crop insurance benefits from farmers who fail to protect wetlands. Iowa Farmers Union, the Iowa Environmental Council, Dakota Rural Action, and Food and Water Watch had sought to join the suit in defense of USDA. The lawsuit was brought by Iowa landowner Jim Conlon, who is being represented by the Pacific Legal Foundation, the Liberty Justice Center, and the Upper Midwest Law Center. Here's today's final word. And here we're thinking y'all couldn't afford eggs. That a post on X by House Ways and Means Committee Democrats, the post later deleted, was referring to record Black Friday spending by consumers this year. House Speaker Mike Johnson led a series of Republicans in criticizing the post. He posted, quote, "Americans have been struggling for 4 years to afford basic necessities, and House Democrats are mocking them. Talk about your all-time out-of-touch, disgraceful comments," he said. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, December 4th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.